paragraph 3. What was it? He says, this is the problem. We have to dig in these spaces, and to dig in these spaces beyond the logic, you have to have some special attitude. He said, you have to leave two attitudes behind. Do you remember it? First, looking at the shortcomings. Second, becoming greedy. He said, do not do this. Because with this, these two belong to reality that we left behind. We are going beyond the reality. We are leaving the form behind. So leave this attitude behind. Then, yes, Ajime Lavi will check the handmaiden. Like that. So that was the first story. And he said, okay, when you realize that you do this and that and that, this Hakim and Rabi will kill the goldsmith and your intelligence will be free. Second story. What was that one? The parrot and the jar. Right? That was the story. What the woman meant. And step by step. First step, the shortcoming of your intelligence is your intelligence does get information to compare. And this information for comparison are all superficial. Because you just see what you see. Namely, you look at the people and you see their skin, you see their heart, and you compare them. Then third story. The problem mainly is that your intelligence makes you jealous. Jealousy, the vizier. Then there is this funny habit of your brain making everything black and white. So it's always the choice of black or white. Are you in control of your destiny, or you don't have any control? Which one is that? I said, this is the wrong question. There is no which one. Both are there. It's black and white. This is the exception. Rule is black or white. Here is both together. So having faith with being active. These go hand in hand. We don't believe in oppositions. There is no war here. Because as the time of Plato, Socrates mainly, put it down, everything is this or that fighting each other. So we believe that yin and yang are the opposite. That's not true. Yin and yang are complementary. Yes, they are black and white. They look opposite. But they are in peace with each other. Like day and night. Day and night do not fight. They are in peace with each other. Rumi later will say, when I look around, I will see a very peaceful coexistence of every atom here. Who is talking about this opposing each other? Then, there was the story of changing the way you question the thing. He said there are some questions that you should put aside. Before starting something, you will have big, big questions like how the soul will fit in the body, or how did it happen, and why. Don't go there. Be simple. We are not talking about a palace. We are talking about an enlightened heart. We are not talking about usefulness of this stuff. Parrot. So the parrot was love. And story was as simple as I'm telling you that a part of you is not happy really being a part of you only. Because that part of you wants to be part of all the liberated souls, at least. That was the story of the parrot. The last story is the harp player. What was the story of the harp player? The story of the harp player started very simple. Once upon a time, there was a harp player. He was fantastic and lovely, and he got old, and no invitation anymore. No Pavarotti at the door. So he went to the graveyard and started to sing for God and fell asleep. That's what we did, right? So we keep it that way. First of all, he talks a little bit about the sleeping. Here we see the sleeping. The harp player is sleeping. Why? Why is he sleeping? Oh, there are two sleeps in this story. One is the harp player, the other one is involuntary sleeping of Omar, right? The involuntary one happens to a saint. We do not question it. We will understand it as that other part of Omar, which has surrendered to that invisible force, so they could turn him off. Shut his engine down and he was okay. I accepted to receive the message. But the harp player is a sleeping one.
Is he he's in death?
Crying. The same thing in paragraph 2. Mm-hmm. You remember paragraph 2? He said, take off your shoes, go to the mosque and cry. This guy lost his shoes, went to the graveyard and cried. Same stuff, right? While he is sleeping, Rumi started to talk about something else. Because the subject went somewhere else. The subject started that, let's talk about the music and melodies. You hear the melodies and you know what music does to you. You know what rhythm will do to your body. He said, but there are another melody, another kind of music in Oya, in saints. That's another stuff. That's something that is more capable and more influential than the real physical music you're listening. I'm talking about a melody that plays with all the atoms in your body. I'm talking about that thing that when the saints talk, in addition to talking, there is a vibration over there. There is a music over there. There is something magical over there. And we're talking about music. Why? Because music is a very good example to use to talk about something that you cannot touch. You cannot really analyze what you feel. It works with the feeling music. So, here he started that, okay, there are some melodies and I have to sing it to you, but for me to sing it to you, you have to bring your ears closer. You have to listen. Do you remember something like this? Or do you think I'm making it up? It was, put your ear closed for that melody is not far off, but it's not permitted to convey it to thee. This is line 1929 something.